WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic News, Media app.
I'm Rena Roy. An Idaho judge today sentenced Lori Vallow Daybell to life in prison without parole for killing her 7-year-old son and 16-year-old daughter. ABC News legal contributor Ryan Buckmeyer, host at the Law and Crime Network, wasn't surprised by the sentence.
I think the judge made the most logical decision in how he sentenced her consecutive to almost give her absolutely no hope, because I think she gave no hope to other people who are affected by this case.
Daybell and her husband Chad said they believed the children were zombies. He will be tried next year. The property manager at Mar-a-Lago has been told to hire a Florida-based lawyer and return to Miami federal court for arraignment on August 10th. Carlos de Oliveira is accused of attempting to erase video footage that was subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith's case into classified documents former President Trump took with him to Florida. Actor Paul Rubens, best known as Pee-wee Herman, dead at age 70. This is ABC News. Officials tell the Associated Press that President Biden has decided to keep the U.S. Space Command in Colorado. The decision overturns a last-ditch decision by the Trump administration to move Space Command headquarters to Alabama. It also ends months of politically fueled debate. In Ocala, Florida, there's a push now for stronger charges in the shooting death of a black mother of four.
A.J. Owens was shot and killed June 2nd, police say, by her white neighbor, 58-year-old Susan Lawrence, charged with first-degree manslaughter. Police say she opened fire through her closed door, shooting Owens in front of her 9-year-old son after an ongoing dispute.
I think that what she wanted to do was to take the law into her own hands.
Attorney Anthony Thomas represents the Owens family and says they want Florida's Attorney General and the Department of Justice to investigate the case as a hate crime and for the charges against Lawrence to be upgraded to murder. She's pleaded not guilty and says she acted in self-defense, but could get 30 years in prison if convicted. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. The Brown County Sheriff's Office is asking for help as they investigate a multiple car hit and run. The incident resulted in the death of an 82-year-old man who police say was hit by three separate cars. Authorities found the victim when they responded to a call at 3144 Main Street around 1 a.m. Monday morning in Bellevue. The driver of one of the cars has been found, but police are asking for help in locating the other two cars. One is a light blue SUV, the other a dark pickup truck pulling a trailer without working lights. Anyone with information is being asked to call the Brown County Sheriff's Department. Attention, classic rock fans. REO Speedwagon will perform in Green Bay Thursday, October 5th at the Resch Center. Tickets go on sale August 4th at 10 a.m. via Ticketstar. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot stands at just over $1 billion. Your chances of winning tonight are one in I'm not nearly good enough at math to comprehend. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
I don't hear Crudy.
Tom, you gotta talk.
So, how about if I join on the Zoom?
Hey, there we go. What's going on, Crudy? Happy Monday, buddy. It seems like a Monday, doesn't it?
Oh, it's feeling more and more like a Monday all the time. All I've got is a Zoom mic on my computer and gumption in my heart, in my soul.
Hey, man, we do it however we got to do it, because that's how we do it, baby.
So I'm going to try this on the Zoom, man. I'm going to do it live, Dom. We're going to do it
live.
Little or no echo. To start over, I'm at the Chippewa County Courthouse. Don, there is a special event going on here at the courthouse this evening. It is a Keep Our Republic event, keepourrepublic.com. If you'd like to take a look and sort of preview what is to come. But former State Senator Kathy Bernier is here, and she is setting up Republican. And she will lead this event, it would seem. I actually am here at the bequest of our pal Barb Lawton, former lieutenant governor, great state of Wisconsin. I heard Barb on one of the other fine civic media programs, and I said to myself, well, if it's Barb Lawton, I got to go to Chippewa Falls. So I came to Chippewa Falls earlier today. Down, I spent a little time in this fair town, went down and got some victuals on the main drag here, went to Rookie's Pub. And anyways, the big event's going to start at 6 o'clock. It is open to the public. I'm going to be here. You know, I'm going to check it out. I want to learn something tonight, Dom. But the nature of this event is effectively bipartisan, nonpartisan. I won't say it's nonpartisan, but bipartisan. Dems, Republicans. It's not just former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton involved. It is also Tommy Thompson, the former Republican, four times elected. I mean, he's got four rings down. So I don't know if Tommy will be in the room tonight. Kathy Bernier, as mentioned, former Republican state senator. She is leading the affair from the room here and setting up the room and making sure it's all clean and sanitary, wipe down all the surfaces. Quite sanitary of the senator. So anyways, I'm excited to see what is to come, Dom. And in this big show, we got a few things to come. We've got Pat Kreitlow joining us on the phones. He is from Chippewa Falls, man. I'm in his neck of the woods.
You're right.
Pat lives out on Lake Wissota. Lake Wissota, that's the local lake here. And I got to tell you, man, this is a beautiful part of the state of Wisconsin. It is gorgeous up here. The valley, the Chippewa Valley. I'm in the heart of the Chippewa Valley, Dom. And I'm doing it live. So anyways, where are we going to start the big show today? Because you're back in the broadcast bunker, man. You never go on the road anymore.
It gets a little hectic sometimes, Crudy. I appreciate you doing it. I appreciate everyone tuning in and hanging out with us. To all the friends over on Brady Street who came down to downtown Milwaukee, celebrate Brady Fest. Great to see everyone. Thanks for coming around. It was a wonderful weekend. Friends, I had family in from out of town. It was just glorious. And then I had to get all ruined. You know how ruined? You know why it got ruined, Crudy? Because freaking Nazis showed up in Watertown, Wisconsin. And why would Nazis show up in Watertown, Wisconsin, you ask? Why that
spot? Why, Dom? Why?
Because there was a Pride in the Park event. And, you know, the Nazis apparently, they got a problem with that. So if you follow us on the socials, and I suggest everybody do so, the Twitter at Devil Radio sent this one out from Ford Fisher, a video thread. The neo-Nazi group Blood Tribe rallied with rifles and swastika flags outside the Pride in the Park event in Watertown, Wisconsin. Try that in a small town. They did, and they got away with it. I mean, guys walking around with an AR-15, an assault rifle, big clip on it, walking around, tapping it as they're walking away, and the journalist is following them after their terrible rally. This is what they're yelling at the rally. Us are the pedophiles. There will be blood, blood, blood. That's it. And the cops facing the folks who were at the Pride in the Park, who obviously took some exception to the masked Nazi flag carrying us are the pedophiles chanters. It is terrible to reference the Blues Brothers. I hate Watertown Nazis. So I'm assuming they're not from there because they walked away, they got in their car. But again, all, you know, khaki pants, black shirts, the mask, the hat, not showing their faces. Apparently didn't want to get doxxed. And when the journalists were following, they started tapping their guns like, hey, you stay away. It seems pretty threatening and menacing to me. So Nazis in a small town in Wisconsin, try that here. Also, just released here from WEAU.com. Governor Tony Evers today released a statement condemning Nazis who protested the LGBT-focused Pride in the Park event in Watertown over the weekend. According to the Watertown Daily Times, a dozen men sporting black tops and khaki pants, who wears khakis, face coverings and sunglasses, appeared at an annual Watertown LGBTQ Pride event on Saturday, waving flags, wearing swastika symbols, giving the Nazi salute to onlookers, and yelled homophobic rhetoric. And the governor released the following statement, quote, "This is a disgusting and direct attack on our state's LGBTQ community, communities of color, and Jewish Wisconsinites," said Governor Evers. "Nazis, swastikas, and any other anti-LGBTQ white supremacist or anti-Semitic messages, symbols, or groups are unacceptable and unwelcome in Wisconsin. Period. I'm especially alarmed that these individuals chose to disrupt, intimidate, and harass kids, people, and families who are attending a local Pride event aimed at celebrating and honoring the LGBTQ community," Governor Evers continued. This is dangerous, hateful behavior, and it should be condemned in all of its forms and by every elected official at every level, and that includes those who continue to push radical rhetoric, divisive legislation and litigation, and falsehoods and disinformation about the LGBTQ community. Those words, those actions, and those policies have real and harmful consequences, LGBTQ Wisconsinites deserve to be treated with dignity, decency, kindness, and respect, just like every other Wisconsinite. And they deserve to be safe, being who they are without fear or threat of shame, harassment, intimidation, or violence. I will continue to support and protect them. Governor Tony Evers is apparently taking exception to the Watertown Nazis. And I got to tell you, man, they're probably Illinois Nazis, and we hate Illinois Nazis.
Wasn't former President Barack Obama that said, how hard is it to say Nazis are bad?
Nazis are bad. Nazis are bad. And there was a local politician, and I don't have the name in front of me, so I don't want to talk out of turn, who also was out on the social medias, you know, tweeting against this kind of behavior. Oh, goodness, LGBTQ and reading books to kids, that kind of thing. But then apparently was taken aback later when she realized, and, you know, the gays against groomers, when they realized that the Nazis were there, because they're all fine with it until the Nazis show up. But I got to tell you, if you're on the same side as the Nazis, maybe you should reevaluate your principles, your philosophy, your standing in life. Because as Obama said, how hard is it? Nazis are bad.
Dominic, that always reminds me of the people that say, like Donald Trump's policies, like if we could just get the policies without the man. Well, of course, Donald Trump is the policies. He is every aspect. And you know, did he sort of encourage these sorts, the Oath Keepers, stand back and stand by? And Dom, you talk about, you know, I hate to, you know, bring up the Nazis. You always feel like you're losing an argument.
Yeah, but they're literally talking about Nazis.
When they show up at the party, it's hard not to acknowledge the Nazis at the party. So anyways, Dom, I understand why we're doing so. But you talk about the sort of behavior, behavior displayed in Watertown by these Nazis. And, you know, I'm not saying he is a Nazi, but he's got a lot of these same behaviors as a Nazi. Third Congressional Congressman, Derek Van Orden. And Dom, I am literally sitting in Derek Van Orden's district here, Chippewa Falls. I got carved into the third CD, broadcasting on the tap 93.5 here at the Chippewa County Courthouse. But do you see his behavior has been further clarified to have included not just talk, but also face-to-face confrontation with the kids last week, swearing at him, being profane at him. Well, Dom, I'm just saying this is downright rude behavior. And I'm not saying you have to be a Nazi if you're rude, but I'm just saying, Derek Van Orden, man, it shouldn't be that hard to distinguish you, Congressman, from the other guys we're talking about today.
It shouldn't be, but sometimes it is. And we discussed this last week. And as you mentioned, additional reporting out this week in NBC. We'll get to that after the break. Folks, you can join us at 844-967-2789. But as I predicted last week, we were going over the verbiage, the things that the congressman yelled at 16 and 17-year-olds. I was like, man, you don't say that unless you get in somebody's face. Well, guess what? That's the reporting. He got in their faces, quote, screaming inches from the page's faces and shooing them with his hands several times. Of course, he told him to get the F out of here, who the F are you, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, what's going on? So I did a little research. A little digging, you know, the internet's out there, man. And if it's on the internet, it must be true. So what did I find? I found something, Crudy. Did you know that Derek Van Orden, his middle name, it's Francis. Francis, Crudy. So I did a little searching on Francis, and I'm going to come back perhaps in the next segment and play that for our fine listeners.
If you call me Francis, I got to kill you. Devils Advocates, Pat Crailo, our fine guest next, joining us live via phone. More Devils. I'm in Chippewa Falls. Texter saying I'm not at the Waukesha Courthouse. Never claimed to be.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 58. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 83. Lows around 64. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 58 tonight. We should top out around 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, please be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter, at Devil Radio. I guess I should say X, but I'm not doing that yet. And of course, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates radio show. And make sure you get the cool, super cool app, the Civic Media app. You can take the Devils with you everywhere you go.
Dominic, I'm here in Chippewa Falls. I am in the hometown of our pal, Pat Kratlow. And I'm hoping that Pat Kratlow is about to join us here on the big program. Someone else is going to have to let him in. Crudy's at the courthouse. Pat Kratlow, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome me to your hometown, fella.
Hey, Pat. We got Pat. Turn Pat up. There we go. Turn Pat up. There we go. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, turn him way up because Pat woke up on Saturday and lost his voice, which, as you know, as a radio host, is like a, you know, a terminal diagnosis. So I'm just starting to get my voice back. But even then, I couldn't welcome you because I'm as far away down the road as I could be. I'm in downtown Milwaukee. But I am so...
Why does that always happen? I come to town and Pat leaves.
You just get... You know, it might have something to do with the restraining order, but maybe it expired. I don't know. But, you know... I know there's a reason you only deal with me over the phone. I'm trying to be a better person, Crute, but, you know, be that as it may, I am really happy that you're there for such a great event to kick off things for a group that is going to be very vital toward restoring faith in democracy. I have talked to Lee Rosh, who's another member of the Keep Our Republic board. I know, like you said, you talked to Barbara Lawton, Kathy Bernier, is somebody who held the state Senate seat that I served in many years ago. Somebody I don't agree with on many things, but certainly do agree with on, you know, saving our democracy. So it's great that you're up there covering the goings on there today.
Yeah, not too loud, Pat. Senator Bernier is in the room, like 50 feet away from me right now.
Say nice things.
Oh, I would have no problem saying nice things. She had, when she was serving as county clerk, right there in Chippewa County, she would come down to Madison while I was in the legislature, and we had one of those classic Devil's Advocates type conversations, extremely civil, you know, across the street there at what was then called the Inn on the Park, across the street from my Capitol office. We would, you know, make clear where we agree, where we disagree, where we thought the powers that be, you know, should be doing a better job of coming together. And, you know, a lot of times that doesn't happen, but this is one instance where it's nice to see that it does happen. It doesn't matter, you know, if there's a D or an R next to your name, it's the letters USA that ought to be more important right now.
Pat, I had a conversation briefly with Senator Bernier, and she's getting ready for the big event to happen here at the Chippewa County Courthouse. It's called the Keep Our Republic. It is a bipartisan effort, both Dems and Republicans supportive of this effort, and it's effectively an education plan. That's my understanding, Pat. They want people to understand how elections work, because if they know the truth, it ain't so scary, and it's hard to make false accusations if we have an informed electorate. But Pat, let me ask you, man, each and every day we see new headlines. I mean, there are a couple of legal headlines from the state of Wisconsin today. There are still lawsuits being fought over the 2022 midterms. Hell, I'm not clear if all the lawsuits have resolved from 2020, Pat. There are still points of contention about elections that are long since in the rearview mirror.
There are, and I think that only underscores the need for a group like Keep Our Republic, because so long as there are people lying, and the correct word is lying, so long as there are people lying and making legal cases about imaginary things from 2020 and 2022, you're going to have people who are a bit skeptical of not just elected politicians, but the state and local elections officials, who are some of the most dedicated nonpartisan or bipartisan public servants out there. There are people suspicious of them now because of these lies. And so for a group like this to come together, which is made up primarily of people who are either household names or really, you know, fairly close to it, maybe regional names. These are people who have held office but don't currently hold office. They've held positions of trust and can say, you know, with 100% certainty that our elections in Wisconsin are safe, they are secure, they are accurate, and anybody telling you otherwise from the past two cycles can go and pound sand and frankly should be held accountable. It's taking way too long to hold some of them accountable, but it is finally starting to happen, I hope.
Pat, Chippewa Falls is now in the 3rd congressional district. Wasn't always, wasn't when you served here. So what happened and how did Chippewa become part of the 3rd?
Well, that would be me. It's my fault. It's me. I'm the problem. Hi. Although it wasn't exactly me, but here's the biggest mistake I will always regret making. And I know it wasn't 100%, you know, because of this, but I announced too early in 2011 that I was going to be running, challenging Sean Duffy, who was the newly elected congressman from the 7th. Just weeks later, out came those diabolical 2011 maps where we knew Republicans, having just taken over the legislature, would tinker with the lines. We had no idea how incredibly corrupt the maps would be. And in one illustration, I live just outside the city limits of Chippewa Falls. Instead of stopping at the Eau Claire Chippewa County line, they extended the 3rd district to grab the city limits of Chippewa Falls, so I couldn't get all of those voters, and, you know, kept me in the 7th, and they did that swapping out Portage County for St. Croix County. So, yeah, it's me. That's why you're sitting in Derek Van Orden's district.
At least currently,
Derek Van Orden.
Well, you know, it is beautiful here, and it does have Lake Wissota, but today it doesn't have you, Pat. Missing you here in Chippewa Falls, but can't wait to see you sometime real soon. Thanks for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates, buddy.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Pat.
Dom, I am live at the Chippewa County Courthouse. I am previewing an event coming very soon. Keep Our Republic. You're invited. Free to the public in the basement. Rooms 1 and 3. Just listen for Crudy. You'll hear me. I echo.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. An Idaho judge today sentenced Lori Vallow Daybell to life in prison without parole for killing her 7-year-old son and 16-year-old daughter. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer, host at the Law and Crime Network, wasn't surprised by the sentence.
I think the judge made the most logical decision in how he sentenced her consecutive to almost give her absolutely no hope, because I think she gave no hope to other people who are affected by this case.
Daybell and her husband Chad said they believe the children were zombies. He will be tried next year. The property manager at Mar-a-Lago has been told to hire a Florida-based lawyer and return to Miami federal court for arraignment on August 10th. Carlos de Oliveira is accused of attempting to erase video footage that was subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith's case into classified documents former President Trump took with him to Florida. Actor Paul Rubens, best known as Pee-wee Herman, dead at age 70. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Police in Grand Chute have a man in custody after several cars were vandalized at Fox City Stadium. The incident happened Friday night a little after 8:30 in the parking lot during a Timber Rattlers game. Police say numerous vehicles were damaged intentionally. Authorities did not say how they were damaged or how many cars were affected. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to contact the Grand Chute Police Department. The 2024 Alice in Dairyland Finals will be held in Northeast Wisconsin. Civic Media's Brittany Merlot reports.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has selected Door County to host the 77th competition for the first time since 1983. The event will be held May 4th of 2024. The Alice in Dairyland is a PR position that helps to educate the public about Wisconsin agriculture. Each year, a different county hosts the event where a new Alice is selected.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are always open. You can join us 844-967-2789.
Didn't realize we were back so soon, Dominic. I'm up here in the Chippewa County Courthouse, the site of an event coming soon, Keep Our Republic. You can look it up, keeparrepublic.com. This is a good governance event. I'm trying to teach people about elections and fair elections. And, yeah. You know, there's a guy out there trying to teach a lesson, Dom, but mostly it's indoctrination. The Wankinator, there is new reporting where the Wankinator meets Dan Bice's Page Six, Dom. That's something we got to talk about here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. So
what's our boy Bice saying about the former, the wanker?
Oh, man, you got to love this, man. Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Walker makes $800,000 molding young conservatives while liberal student voting surges. I don't think
so. He's making like big time radio money then.
I don't think that's the impact he was hoping for. As Bice writes, former Governor Scott Walker should be living the dream. The group he leads, Young America's Foundation, will be front and center as one of the sponsors in the upcoming Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee on August 23rd. Walker tweeted in April, "This is a great time to introduce more young Americans to the value of freedom and opportunity for all." Bice writes, "What's more, the Wisconsin Republican made nearly $800,000 in 2021, the most recent year for which figures are available, as president of the $39 million nonprofit aimed at convincing young voters to adopt conservative views." Walker, who ran for office in a 1998 Saturn with a brown bag lunch, now owns a $700,000 house in Lake Country and a condo in Reston, Virginia. Ah, the good life. But
he's come a long way since he ran for the president with a negative worth of $73,500 and co-signed on the kid's student loan debt.
Amazing. I was like, he's cashing out on his efforts to as governor. As Bice writes, but Walker sounds extremely frustrated. Young voters, the target of his group's efforts, came out in droves for liberal candidates in the midterm elections, helping Democrats keep control of the U.S. Senate and returning Governor Tony Evers to a second term. Then in April, college students showed up to the polls again in big numbers to back liberal Supreme Court candidate Jenna Protasiewicz, who eased past conservative candidate Dan Kelly. Crudy, did you know tomorrow? Janet's going to take the bench, baby. That's tomorrow.
That's my understanding. Tomorrow it's August. Snuck up quick.
It sure does, man. Time flies when you're having fun. As Bice writes, in short order, Republicans began clamoring to raise the minimum age for voting from 18 to 21. GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has even proposed raising the voting age to 25 unless someone served in the military or it passed a test. What? Amid all this, Crudy, Walker tweeted in January, quote, "The voting age should be the same age as the drinking age, which is currently 21.
Remember when Ron Johnson came on and didn't know the drinking age?
Of course I do, man. How can you forget? I made a little hay out of that one. Many took Walker's post to mean he wanted to raise the voting age to 21, something that would require a constitutional amendment and would bump millions of people off the voter rolls. U.S. Rep. Richie Torres, a New York Democrat, responded, "You should be able to vote for the commander-in-chief who can send you to war." Another one, Scott Walker advocates for flagrant suppression of young voters, wrote Crooks and Liars liberal news blog. "Can you tell that Republicans aren't polling well with young voters?" Question mark. In response, Walker tweeted, 18, 19, or 21, whatever it is, the age should be consistent for both, certainly not younger. Still not sure what he meant, I, Dan Bice, asked him via direct message on Twitter to clarify. He said his tweet was actually more about changing the drinking age.
Right. Lower the drinking age, Dom?
Everything should be the same once you're an adult. If you can go to war and vote, you should be able to drink too, Walker responded. 18 for all of it. Gotcha, Bice says. Of course, in 1987, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the federal government's power to withhold 10% of highway construction funds from states that refused to raise their minimum drinking age to 21.
Remember when Reagan extorted Tony Earle over the drinking age? Man, I was a college freshman, and the drinking age was 19 at the time, and I was 18. So close, yet so far.
Crudy, beyond that, looks like Wisconsin GOP lawmakers still proposed lowering it to 18 in 95 and 19 in 2017, and Walker didn't sign on. The former two-term governor acknowledged that. "Just thought of it over the past few years," he wrote. "Higher age at 21 hasn't stopped binge drinking on campus. Some might argue it pushed it." Okay, says Bice, but some aren't buying it. Joe Oslin, spokesman for the state Democratic Party, said it is clear what Walker meant with his original tweet, regardless of whatever cleanup he may be trying to do after the fact. "We made a decision in this country that if you're old enough to fight, you were old enough to vote. That's why the voting age is 18. It's a shame Scott Walker doesn't seem to respect that. After Protasiewicz's victory in April, Walker made it clear he's primarily concerned about the youth vote. Indeed, Walker blamed young voters for the election results, suggesting they can't think for themselves because they're so indoctrinated. He made the point again on Fox News and then again on Twitter. Quote, young voters are the issue, he tweeted. It comes from years of radical indoctrination on campus, in schools, with social media, and throughout culture. We have to counter it, or conservatives will never win battleground states again. Dozens of Democratic politicians and others rejected Walker's analysis. They suggest that Republicans were not offering policy proposals that appealed to young voters on gun control, abortion rights, climate change, environmental issues, and protecting democracy.
No, Dom, better candidates, better ideas, I swear.
I swear. It can't be that they hate our policies. No, it has to be indoctrination, tweeted D.C. Attorney Bradley Moss sarcastically. Brianna Korth, a former program director for the Liberal Advocacy Group, Project 72 Wisconsin, said conservative groups aren't reconsidering their policy positions, but are instead blaming universities and taking action to make it harder for students to vote, something that drives even more of them to the polls. Her group promoted liberal issues on campuses in the Protasiewicz race. In addition, conservatives are pouring millions of dollars into organizations like Young America's Foundation, paying Walker $55 big bucks in hopes they can turn the youth vote around, said Korth, who is 25. Which is all fine with her. Let Gen X ex-governor figure out how to win over youngsters from Gen Z. As far as I'm concerned, they should keep paying Scott Walker all that money. We seem to be doing better with young people with him leading the charge for conservatives on youth. We just keep winning. So, Crudy, I did jump onto the YAF.org just to see what they have to say.
Young Adolf's Foundation, what are they called again?
Young America's Foundation, yes. Young America's Foundation. They claim that they are the principal outreach organization of the conservative movement. They introduce thousands of American youth to these principles. We accomplish our mission by providing essential conferences, seminars, education materials, internships, speakers to young people across the country.
And the leadership of Scott Walker.
Right. I mean, if Scott Walker is the man, he is the guy. He is the head, the leader, the executive director of YAF, and this is the principal outreach organization for the conservative movement, and they've been getting their ass handed to them for many elections now. Maybe, just maybe, you may need to reconsider who you have in that role, but as the activist said here, hell, keep him there. He's not doing any good.
What's the statement? The fish smells from the head down. I'm smelling some carpets here, Dom. His performance as leader smells a lot like the Yahara River in August.
Well, you know, and I'm really interested to know YAF. I mean, because Scott Walker, of course, did the bidding of billionaires here in the state of Wisconsin while he was governor. You know what? I mean, is this just another way to call it launder money, call it what you want? The guy's making almost $800,000 a year, you know? And he's not getting paid for performance because the youth vote is turning out overwhelmingly for Democrats. Hey, can you blame them? I mean, who's the female attorney? Cleta Mitchell recently says she was lamenting the fact, Crudy. Oh, these kids, you know, they put a polling place in the dorm. All I got to do is roll out of bed, go downstairs and go vote. Hell, heaven forbid, we can't have that. We can't have easy voting because if we did, we'd lose more elections. And you wonder why, you know, the kids aren't buying that. They get the cynicism, man. They know what you're trying to do. They may be young, but they're not stupid.
Are you clear?
Yes, you know, I'm clear.
Walker's very hopeful that they might be, you know, gullible enough to overcome the campus indoctrination, yet somehow still believe when Scott Walker says, I got the right ideas. I'm here to lead.
Well, and the point being, I mean, look at the main issue. A lot of important issues, gun safety. I mean, mass shootings every day. One point something a day happens every single day. People get kind of numb to it, but you know, if you're in school, you're around it. I mean, sooner or later, everyone's going to know someone who's been around or involved in these issues. Climate change, man, come on. It's Arizona, like Phoenix, it's over 30 days, over 100 degrees. I mean, that's never happened.
Over 110.
Thank you. Well, I was still right, but over 110. That's amazing. Are you kidding me? Imagine being out there right now. If you don't have air conditioner, you're hating it. But what are the Republicans? What do they offer? Well, you guys are groomers, you're indoctrination, and you can't have those LGBTQ folks. And hell, we're gonna lower taxes. I mean, everything they offer, lower taxes. I mean, if you're young, you're probably not making a lot of money. That's not necessarily very appealing to you. And if you're younger, not making a lot of money, perhaps you're interested in having, I don't know, services like, you know, good roads and buses and internet, you know, those kinds of things. The Republicans, what do they offer? Literally, what has Scott Walker offered? What is he telling these kids? Oh, pick yourself up by the bootstraps? I mean, Scott Walker, you were driving a 1998 Saturn until you sold out Wisconsin to folks like Diane Hendricks when you secretly said, hey, we're gonna get rid of these unions by dividing and conquering. Yeah, 50% plus one. That's great leadership. Is that what you're teaching the young conservatives, Walker? No wonder why you're losing.
He's the best they have to offer, Dom. He's going to rally the troops in the fourth quarter. But
come on, just absolutely terrible. But let's get back to briefly. I know we have some callers. Be patient. We'll get to you in the next segment. 844-967-2789. But this a perfect example is this Derek Van Orden. As we discussed in the first segment, again, briefly here from NBC News, we talked about it. We told these young teenagers who were pages, Senate pages, 16 and 17 years old. Now, remember, he also got into the face of a 17-year-old librarian, volunteer at the library for the LGBTQ books, right? Oh, he checked them all out. He had a big problem. He's a real tough guy when it comes to the kids. But I found out his middle name was Francis. Anna, do you have that cut? Do you have that cut? We just some sleuthing here. Let's play it for the people. I think this might be Francis Van Orden at the boot camp when he was in with the Navy SEALs. Play it for the folks.
Francis Sawyer. But everybody calls me Psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Kill you.
You just made the list, buddy. And I don't like nobody touching my stuff. Just keep your meat hooks off. By catching any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you. Also, I don't like nobody touching me. Now, any of you homos touch me, and I'll kill you.
Lighten up, Francis.
Derek, Francis Van Orden.
One of these men may save your life one of these days. You understand that?
Then again, maybe one of us won't.
Then again, maybe one of us won't. Now, I don't know. That might not be Francis Van Orden. It might be from the classic awesome movie Stripes. But a guy named Francis, who everyone calls Psycho, to me sounds a whole lot like Francis Van Orden. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Seems like child abuse. This guy's got a problem with the kids. Stay away from my kids, man. 844-967-2789. Coming back with your calls in just a minute.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 58. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 83, lows around 64. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible both days. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 58 tonight. We should top out around 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
The Devils gets so relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, you mentioned this. I want to throw this out there as well. Judge dismisses GOP lawsuit challenging Milwaukee roles and get out the vote effort 2022. God, they just can't stand it when people try to get out the vote. It's encouraging people to vote or making it easy for people to vote. It drives them frigging crazy. Jesse did Pia Poyen and Allison Durr reporting. Go ahead, Crudy.
I was just going to mention, did we mention tomorrow is August 1st and Janet Protasiewicz joins the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Can you believe it's going to be August?
High school already.
Football and the first turning of the Wisconsin Supreme Court in over, what's it been, 15 years?
Long past due. Milwaukee County judge on Monday dismissed a Republican Party of Wisconsin lawsuit challenging the city's perceived association with a nonprofit voter outreach program during the 2022 midterm elections. Judge Hannah Dugan found that the party and Milwaukee voter Elizabeth Burke failed to state a claim upon which the court could grant relief. I mean, how very mega of them. The lawsuit was one of two filed by Republican Party of Wisconsin and other plaintiffs last fall after Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson made comments about an initiative dubbed Milwaukee Vote 2022 and referenced door-to-door canvassing funded by the private sector. Johnson's spokesman at the time said the campaign conducting the canvassing was privately funded and the city's association was limited to the mayor's voice and support for the work. Yes, heaven forbid you support people trying to get out the vote. The city argued it did not run or fund the program and had no authority to stop it. In the lawsuit, Burke and the RPW argued that although Milwaukee Voters 2022 was a purportedly nonpartisan get-out-the-vote effort, the city would partner with an organization, GPS Impact, that openly worked to elect Democratic candidates and advance progressive causes. Milwaukee County Judge Gwen Connolly in October denied a request from Burke and the state GOP to stop the Milwaukee Votes effort, finding that their arguments were deficient. Deficient! And that issuing such an order would chill constitutionally protected free speech. The case was transferred from Connolly to Dugan in April. The other related lawsuit was dismissed last October. In her ruling dismissing the case, Dugan wrote that the plaintiffs presented no facts plausibly showing that any political campaign was unduly influenced by the voting initiative, noting that courts in other jurisdictions have addressed and rejected similar arguments. And here's the quote, mega GOP Republicans. Quote, ultimately, plaintiffs complain that people with different political views will lawfully exercise their fundamental right to vote. That is not a harm. That is democracy. A friggin' men. So another loss to the mega. 844-967-2789. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, thanks a lot. And thanks for pointing out the thing in Watertown that it is just... the Watertown Nazis, that thing could have gone south bad so quickly with all these nitwits running around with firearms that it just is insane that people are allowed to be running around openly carrying weapons like that, and because it's intimidation, pure and simple.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if a bunch of people of ebon hues showed up at some Republican event, all packing AR-15s?
They don't let them in the dorm, Mark. You know, they don't let concealed carry or open carry at the NRA convention. They certainly don't let them into the Republican National Convention. I mean, they say they're down for it, but they won't let it in their own backyard.
It is just crazy because things could have gone so bad with something like that. And I mean, the fact that the police, these guys are intimidating people, tapping on the weapon like that.
Yeah.
The only reason the cops didn't arrest him is probably because they're afraid something was going to happen like that. Bad was going to happen. That it is just, it's insane that we've gone down so far, so fast. I mean, and here I'm a guy that, you know, sits up in my tree during deer season or hunting pheasant out in the field. I have no problem with that. But this whole nonsense of having me packing all the time makes you wonder if I got to start packing. I mean, that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a fine point, Mark. And you got to wonder not only the packing, but why hide the face? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like the people that were at the Pride in the Park, you know, the ones reading the books and the supporters and those that are just enjoying a nice summer day. They don't have their face covered. I mean, what a bunch of cowards. I mean, for real. You're going to walk around with an automatic weapon with your face covered. You're all in the same uniform. You're starting blood, blood, blood. You know, that's strength. That's power. Well, what is that? That's weakness. It's cowardice. That's what that is. And while I know I get the point that it seems like, oh, we're going back or this is your terrible times. Well, you know, we referenced the Illinois Nazis from the Blues Brothers, man. I mean, that's an old movie, Mark. You know what I'm saying? This has been around a long time. Certainly, it seems like, you know, the Republicans, the megas, the conservatives are giving, I don't know, perhaps more permission for the Nazis to come out. And again, you got to wonder, even though some of these Republican legislators here in the state of Wisconsin were initially, you know, aghast at the fact that, oh, my God, look at these people in their dress and they're around children. How can that possibly be a thing? What do you think's more terrifying to a kid? You know, someone in fishnet stockings or some wackadoodle with a skull face mask and sunglasses and matching uniforms yelling blood, 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 hauling around, carrying around an automatic or a rifle. What do you think's more scary? The one with the super makeup, like obviously like queen makeup, like over the top blue eyeshadow, or the guy dressed like a skull threatening to, I don't know, give blood, blood, blood. I think it's an entirely different story. But again, you don't see the Nazis supporting Democratic proposals. You know what I'm saying? Democratic initiatives. Lou from Cudahy, you'll have the last word this hour. Welcome, Lou. What are your thoughts on the Illinois? I'm sorry, Watertown Nazis.
Hey, Lou.
So they're cowards and their faces are covered. What other groups does that remind you of? Would it be Antifa? Those are Democrats.
No.
They burned down Kenosha and Seattle, Portland, all those places.
No, you know, there were some things got out of hand, no doubt about it. And those people were arrested, Lou. That's true. But, you know, it's one thing railing against, I don't know, killing of unarmed black men versus having a problem with some drag queens reading book stories to kids. What would you be more afraid of, Lou? Someone with a skull mask and a bunch of dudes yelling blood, blood, blood? Or some dude dressed up in fishnet stockings reading a book to a kid? What frightens you more, Lou?
Well, you know the answer.
What's the answer, Curtis?
I'm asking you, Lou. You tell me.
Well, I have a concern about people like yourself who demonstrate your fake outrage, but there's no
it's fake, not fake outrage, Lou. I hate the Nazis. You like you like Nazis, Lou? You down with the Nazis,
there's,
man?
There's no fake outrage.
Are you down with the Nazis, Lou? Tell me, man. Say Nazis are bad. Say it, Lou. Nazis are bad. Do it with me, brother. Do it with me. Nazis are bad. Say it. Say it. Nazis are bad. You can't even do it. You can't do it, folks. Can't do it. It's real easy, Lou. Nazis are bad. It's okay. Nazis are bad. Yes. Random violence, you know, people protesting, things get out of hand. That's bad too. People get arrested. We don't want those things, but that does happen. The unarmed shooting of black men by police officers over and over and over again. Yeah, that can get a little out of hand. But drag queens reading books, not a big deal, dude. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. A happier happy hour comes next. Lou, work on it. Nazis are bad. We'll be right back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.